Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, so we were talking about one of the greatest, if not maybe even in the discussion of the greatest catches that you'll ever see, that anyone has ever seen in Major League Baseball. My confession has to do with Willie Mays, the Willie Mays catch. But you got to hear this this call from who was the color commentator?
Who was the color commentator?
Oh, I thought you had it.
I had it, and
yeah,
I
you said it earlier.
Denzel Clark, anyway, with
is the center fielder. Yeah,
with one of the greatest catches.
I've heard the list. I've seen the list of the greatest catches you're ever going to see in your life. If you don't have room for this one on your list, we're watching two different sports. I mean, Denzel Clark climbs the ladder and then hangs out. You want to talk about playing above the rim, folks. This ball is out of the ballpark by 5-6 feet. And Denzel says, nay, nay, give me that back.
What a great, I mean, that's in real time. I was impressed with that. And he described the catch. It was that good. But here's
I think
my,
that was Chris Carey or Carey. I don't know how to pronounce his name properly. Apologies to that.
Well,
name.
Shout out to him and apologies. But
at the same time.
Both. But people always talk about, oh, the greatest catch in history, Willie Mays. And people are starting to question it. You know, the over the back, over the
basket
the,
catch.
Over the head basket catch.
Yeah, man.
Running toward center field and all that. And believe it or not, that was 10 years before I was born is when he made
it.
It
was in the 1800s?
That's right.
That's crazy, bro.
But I've seen it multiple times, talked to a bunch of baseball people over the years. As great as a catch as we saw last night, and I would highly recommend you see Denzel Clark's catch, I still put Willie Mays number one for one reason that most people have long forgotten. And the one reason is this. Willie Mays made that catch at the Polo Grounds. Center field at the Polo Grounds was 500 feet.
Yeah.
That ball, they estimated, was hit 430 feet. He was playing the guy in. I forget who hit the ball, but he was playing the guy in, turned around, and went full sprint for like 60, 70 yards before catching it over his head. Like full sprint going with the ball, under the ball, and then caught it over. For me, that's the one thing. Like, if you say, well, Willie Mays, a lot of people have made an over-the-shoulder catch or an over the – not like that. Not when you're sprinting 400 to 430 feet.
Apparently, it was Vic Wirtz.
Oh, yeah.
It was Cleveland at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
– it was in the World Series, too.
It was, 54.
Yeah.
It was the World Series. And I just, I knew that off the top of my head, and I definitely did not read that off of the internet or the Wikipedia article entitled The Catch, comma, baseball.
So that's why, like I said, it was before I was born, but every time I've talked to somebody, they're like, no. That was the Polo Grounds. You don't understand. That's like
he was running forever.
Forever and caught it over his head.
Yeah, so shout out. I mean, Willie Mays, he always gonna get some love from me. Like that's again, that's why my outfielders are easy to get to my heart because I love seeing dudes run and be athletic. And so shout out to Denzel Clark. You are now one of Reggie's favorite baseball players
because
he's made like three catches in the last three weeks that have just been absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I'm going to make this relatively simple. Actually, before I do this, I do want to shout out because it is 610 Day and people are shouting out their various 610 memories, like someone mentioning that back in the day when the Rockets were on 610 and Gene Peterson was cussing his ass off.
Oh, yeah.
Refs.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. And then someone else said they love 610 Day because it's their mom's birthday. So happy birthday to Rosie. They said it's their work anniversary.
Happy born day.
And they also listen to 610 exclusively. So we appreciate that. But we're reaching that time of year where, you know, it's less sports things going on. There's still sports things. I was watching the hockey recently. Was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yes, that was yesterday. Mm-hmm. I was watching the hockey yesterday, watching Florida go up, watching basketball, all these things. But I'm like, I want to do like something like a book club for the summer, except I don't feel like everybody want to read books.
Yeah.
So do y'all want to do like a movie club?
Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
I'm down for it.
You've been trying to get Lopez to watch the movies anyways.
He don't be watching none.
So I feel like the accountability of the masses.
He watching YouTube with his grandbaby. He ain't trying to watch no
Well, I do that.
Exclusively Miss Rachel in the Lopez household.
Miss Rachel is throwing a little bit of a fly in the ointment there. But no, I watch a lot of movies, man. I mean, at home.
So I was like,
at home I watch
like,
them.
I feel like it'd be fun to do like a in the loop movie club.
Well, this is where the studio audience comes into play. We need to come up with a movie that we're going to watch. When do you want to start it?
I mean, why not next week when we're out of minicamp? As we're
starting next week.
Now, what kind of movie? Are we watching like a classic movie we never seen before?
I think it's one that either only one of us or none of us have ever seen. 713-572-4610. Movie watching club, and we'll give our little brief reviews and all that. I'm in.
If you're in. If you're in. This was a thought that I had. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to be honest. I kind of want to do this. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you think it's stupid or if you want to do it. And if you want to do this and you want a particular movie be involved.
Yeah.
Let us know. Because I'm kind of, my
I'm
confession
trying to
is,
think what movie.
I kind of want to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. 713. They're firing back. Maze Catch may be the most overrated play.
Yeah, but that guy's probably
in all of sports.
I heard that a lot.
That was my confession. That there is a lot of growing sentiment about that, and it's bull crap. Did you not hear the explanation? Did you not hear the explanation?
They don't care.
Maybe he's saying that's overrated.
He says it's overrated.
80 yards, 70 yards, straight into the wall.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's 610 day, and we were talking before the show on all, if we had any audio, all the moments, all the crazy moments in 610 history. And I ran across one, but I got to confess, I'm a little nervous to play it.
You're nervous?
Yeah, I'm trying to debate. I probably need some help from the text line.
Yeah.
Should I play it or not? So I ran across the audio of Seth Payne and Mike Meltzer, the whole unbearable thing.
Oh, people have already heard it. There's no reason not to.
No, it's not because people didn't hear it, or if they did hear it. I want to tick off Seth Payne a little bit, man, because I felt like that one, mm-hmm. that one was a little, I felt like that one hit him the most.
It hurt him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hurt
because
him.
Because I actually listened to, I laughed a little bit while listening to it. But I could see where that kind of, that kind of hurt a little bit. And now I don't want to replay that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Am I tripping? Should I play it? I can play it in the mixtape if everybody is fine with it.
Well, I feel like we're trying to do a poll, but it feels like this should be a poll of one, right? This feels like we should ask Seth Payne if he's cool with us playing this, right?
Yeah, I ain't want to just come out of nowhere and play that, and I don't want him to relive that trauma or nothing. But
well, we'll find out. YouTube, Twitch, text line 713.
Yeah, should I play it or should I just respect Seth Payne and not? Yeah.
We got a lot of
leave it alone.
We got a lot of audience participation irons in the fire. Do you want a movie club? Should we play the Seth Payne unbearable audio? Yeah. I guess there's a lot of things that we're asking of the people.
It's a big day for the people. Paid in full. I don't know if I've seen that. Anyway,
you got to see that then.
Yeah. Big week for me. Big week.
Y'all are not serious what people. Happened? Bleep Seth Payne's feelings. Play that.
All right. Well, there's one vote. One man, one vote.
By the way, you wouldn't say that if Seth was in front of you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that for damn sure.
All right. It's a major week.
My Meltzer would.
It's a major week. U.S. Open this weekend starting Thursday. So you know what I did last night?
Cameron Payne?
You
gave us the Cameron Payne write-up? Well, how's Cameron Payne looking for this one? The original campaign.
Cam Smith.
Smith, whatever his name is.
So I made my...
You think about campaign with the ugly ass shot?
Yeah. I did all my work. I did all my research. Obviously, I watch golf a lot. So it goes in tiers. Tier one is like the top ranked players. Tier two, etc. So there's my team right there.
You put together a team?
Yeah, you got to put together six tiers. Look who I have in the fifth tier right there.
Is this fantasy golf that's happening right now?
Okay.
I was like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. I need you to explain things to me. All right, so we got Scottie Scheffler. That feels like a good place.
That's tier one. I mean
he is me versus the field happening right now.
That should be a different tier.
Yeah, he's in his own tier. Sepp Straka is in tier two.
Mm-hmm.
Harris English, Matthew Fitzpatrick.
These are definitely names. I can be very certain that these are names.
Tier five, who's my pick?
The man who has the same name as
Cam
a notorious baseball player.
Cam, he's been hot lately. My golf people will know he's been pretty hot. And then for the record, Michael Kim is my last sixth beer tier. So Cam Smith, if he wins the U.S. Open, there will be no discussion, right? About
there's gonna be discussion. Yeah. Ain't nobody seen you on that.
Like the most famous worldwide, nationwide Cam Smith.
Yeah, nobody's conceding to you.
but they should.
So if he don't win it, then what?
Well, no.
That's what you're setting up here.
Even if he's, it's going to be hard for him to win it. He's the fifth tier pick. But let's say he's on the leaderboard on Sunday.
Fifth tier golfer, huh?
He's on the, that's because where he's ranked worldwide, but he's really hot the last couple of weeks.
Our Cam Smith ain't no fifth tier anything.
If he's on the main page on Sunday, discussion over, right?
No. I like how you're trying to get us to say yes or no. You're not getting that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, we're going to have this discussion for a very long time. Well, in fact, I'm not giving up the discussion until I'm right. That's basically how it's going to work.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
You're getting wife-level logic over here. I'm not going to give up until I win.
Okay.
Is what's going to happen here.
I'm experienced with that, too.
So if the Astros, Cam Smith, win Rookie of the Year...
Then we can talk.
Ain't no more talking. This is over.
It's over. See what y'all aren't golf fans. Like in the golf world, in the international world, Cam Smith, the golfer, is more popular, more well known.
Yeah, to people that like golf.
That's millions of people. That's millions.
All right. So it feels like we're very decisive in the response to playing the unbearable clip. I think leaning at least towards the idea of actually yes, do movie club. We'll see if more respondents chime in on the text line 713-572-4610 and on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams, both on the YouTube page and the Twitch page. But those are your lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, we'll return back to the Texans at one, but I did want to talk a little bit about what's happened Rockets-wise because, obviously we know that Rafael Stone seemed to open up the door a little bit to the idea of them being interested in making one of these big-time deals if it was there to make them better. the deals or the players that it feels like they would be acquiring. There's some more news. There's some updates today. Mm-hmm. What do those updates maybe say about the possibility of the Rockets making a big move? We'll talk about that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.